Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. Now, you may ask yourself, just who is this voice speaking to me, saying this is the voice of God? My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller. I've been a pastor for over 40 years with a background time in radio and podcasting, but most importantly, a lifelong student of the scriptures. And I believe that a bit of Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I am here to speak God's holy words into your ears. Indeed, I believe that scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. So what's going to happen here? Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern time, for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary, which are the verses selected for each day of the year. I will read them in a modern English translation, usually the Message. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and to get a bigger bite of the Bible if you wish. For instance, you can go to voiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. The ABC Bible Study Guide makes reading the Bible as simple as ABC. Why do this? Well, my mission is to get a bit of Bible into the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily, giving us a 5-star rating, and writing a review. And of course, tell your friends about what you eat. The scripture reading for Thursday, January 20, 2022. Reading from the Revised Common Lectionary, Year C, Romans 7, 1 through 6, from the Message. This is the voice of God. You shouldn't have any trouble understanding this, friends, for you know all the ins and outs of the law, how it works, and how its power touches only the living. For instance, a wife is legally tied to her husband while he lives, but if he dies, she's free. If she lives with another man while her husband is living, she's obviously an adulteress. But if he dies, she is quite free to marry another man in good conscience with no one's disapproval. So, my friends, this is something like what is taking place with you. When Christ died, he took that entire rule-dominated way of life with him and left it in the tomb, leaving you free to marry a resurrection life and bear offspring of faith for God. For as long as we have lived that old way of life, doing whatever we felt we could get away with, sin was calling most of the shots as the old law code hemmed us in. And this made us all the more rebellious. In the end, all we had to show for it was miscarriages and stillbirths. But now that we're no longer shackled to that domineering mate of sin, and out from under all those oppressive regulations and fine print, we're free to live a new life in the freedom of Christ. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Something I can do to help you go deeper in your Bible study and your spiritual development is to recommend to you great resources, which I know will be helpful to you. My friend, Pastor John Stange, has a book, Dwell on These Things, available at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. It's about changing the messages that enter your mind and learning to see yourself through God's eyes by spending 31 days feeding your heart with a biblical message of encouragement. So I encourage you to check out Pastor John Stange's book, that's S-T-A-N-G-E, the book Dwell on These Things at desirejesus.com/dwellonthesethings. Let's breathe and pray. Sisters and brothers, let us lift our hearts in faith to the ones who hear all prayers and holds close all of those in need. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.